You walk into the next room.
Phelan,
there is a door opposite, which is closed.
Closed.
A blast of hot air expels from this room as
that
you walk down the
rooms.
Corridor. The room is completely empty, save for a small rune written on a bronze plate in the centre of the floor.
Shiny bronze plate.
Now this is getting jolly interesting.
But last time it was kind of fun.
What is the rune written in?
The rune is written in celestial.
I think that.
You can make me a decipher script roll if you like.
Or I could just tell you what it means.
No, I want to get... Oh, we don't get skill checks, do we?
It is the celestial rune for fire.
Ooh, surprise me.
Fire.
It looks like this. Some fire in a circle.
Can I tell you,
it's a symbol.
It's a symbol, not a rune. Rune is something quite specific.
Well, it's a symbol.
If you like, but I'm not guaranteeing anything.
I'll throw a stone on
it. If you're going to touch that, I'm going to stand over here.
Okay.
You too!
Everybody?
You three are incredibly hot in this room.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
feel exhausted on. With
leave.
The heat. Your sweat is dripping off you. Oyecta is the same. The sweat is rolling off him.
Why are you not?
Bastion is standing looking quite normal.
It's very hot
you
in here.
In fact, Bastion, you feel more in tune with your god here.
Ooh. Oh, like this room.
Come the big down. Hand's going to come down, isn't it?
Very hot, very hot.
You feel closer to your god.
Go on, Bastion, talk to the hand.
It's not that hot, it's very hot.
I pretend to faint.
You couldn't. You don't think you could run in this heat.
I pretend to faint.
Okay.
Swoon!
You feel...
Oh, I go over and see what's happening.
She's pretending to faint.
Oh.
The happening is marginally closer to the ground than normal.
Yes.
You can see it with your hair and
hair.
Hmm.
Okay.
As I go over and you can see it with kilt if you like.
Are you touching it?
Yeah, you're wearing kilt!
Only for you.
If you're all feeling really hot, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just stand over in that corridor over there. Really?
That's what I'm doing already. I'm out of
here. Is it the summer?
That was out of the room.
I don't know.
I'm swooning. I'm swooning. I forgot. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The rest of the party's just looking at you swooning.
Like, if you go,
you want me to drag her out.
Carry me, Groot. Yeah. Carry me.
You get I'll get you. He's already back down the corridor.
Yeah, I'm down the corridor.
He's very uncomfortable.
Carry
Does he feel
me.
Better now?
He feels less hot. He can still feel the wafts of heat, but it's not.
I'm only wearing robes we've made ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah,
the sweat is rolling off you.
Wow.
I just play.
You touch the plate.
Bye.
Those standing in the corridor see a huge gout of flame erupt from the floor, completely engulfing the plate and Bastion.
Oh no!
Bye.
How many dice is that?
Okay,
you were fooled! You were fooled and tricked into doing it!
Yeah,
you felt close to your god because you were about to
18.
Die.
Are you injured at all?
No.
Ah, then. The 18 points of damage you would have healed. Are you poisoned at all?
No.
No, you're not anymore. Do you have any ability drain?
Yes.
That is completely cleansed.
I want to step in it!
You gain fire resistance 5.
What, permanently?
Permanently.
Wow.
Me next!
You're standing in a gout of fire.
I suspect it would sting us a little.
Yeah.
Just for the benefit of the audience,
you feel wholly cleansed as the fire burns around you. You feel a blessing from Torm in your mind.
Where's Timora? Demand Timora.
After a minute, the gout ceases and fire rolls across the room.
He's alive!
He stands there. He looks better than normal. Fine. He looks
You're looking better than normal.
He looks slightly stronger than he did when he stepped onto it.
Oh, that's not tough.
Are your muscles all shiny and oiled now?
Are you all oiled up? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what's happened to his lovely purple silk robes?
They're still
They're fine.
Oh, right.
Absolutely fine.
Can I step in the fire too?
That was an experience.
Can I step in it too? I want to step in it. I want to.
We all think silently upon this point for a minute.
How in tune with your god are you?
Very, very, very. What's god?
You know who your god is.
Yes.
But you're not a big prayer, I don't think.
I am Balazar the wizard. I am not afraid.
I think it's only good for the pious.
I'll be pious. My god is the
you
god.
You nearly said it. We're pyre.
My god.
Oh, he's witty.
What's my god?
Your god is Timora, the goddess of luck.
Okay. I'm very lucky.
Review this history, shall we?
And I think that my god would like me, because I do everything that she says.
And you have how many hit points?
I'm not going to vouch for it.
How many? You sweated like a pig.
Yes.
Like I did.
Like I did. Like
I want to step in it, though. Okay.
I will not stop you, but I don't think it would be good for you.
Okay.
Boy, good point.
Step from there.
Yeah, boy, it's fine. Is he sweating?
Roots.
Well, as much as a lizard can.
Step on there.
He's hot.
Step on there.
No.
Yeah, because
boy, if it's
you're
hot,
big
not
and manly and
being a lizard.
Orky and
my god is the god of hitting things with big sticks. I don't think he approves of this magic-y stuff.
Oh, but what
well, go and do it then!
No, because I'll die. I don't know I will, but I do really want to.
How many hits you got left?
Nine.
No way.
You will die.
You will. You're almost, well, actually, no, you could survive for a round.
You might be.
Possibly. Goes the newly improved Bastion of Tor.
There was a message in that. I don't know which one it was. There was a slight shake of the head from my husband, but I'm not quite sure what it meant.
No, you won't die. Flies.
Or no, you won't do it. I won't.
You
do it.
Don't
have. I won't. I don't want to die. Really.
Much.
But it'd be kind of exciting for
the door on the opposite side is closed.
Maybe there's one for all of us.
Ooh, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, I'll.
There were some other sigils on select.
Yeah.
Where?
Over here.
Oh.
Let's.
You forget where the door opens.
I don't think we went to that part of the corridor.
No, you didn't, but it opens up into that corridor.
Oh, you want to go down and do the other doors?
What's the room number with the big shooting fire?
You're in 112.
Wow.
Gateway to Fire, it's called.
Yeah, we want to find the other ones now.
Well, you passed the Thunder Room and you ignored
the
room.
We're going to the Thunder Room.
Because we thought they were on these doors here.
Thunder.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Wow, thunder sounds like it ought to be chaotic good. Yeah, let's go for that one.
I'm not chaotic good.
No, I am.
Oh.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm chaotic neutral.
You like chaotic good.
I'm the water.
You're good, and you still don't have to party.
Open the door.
The door is locked.
Your table is
locked. Lock the door.
David, you might want to come over here.
Ooh. Is it hot and sweaty?
Funky given.
It's very hot in here.
Carry me.
Carry me.
I'd assist her.
I don't think that's quite strong enough to carry.
Let me open doors. Open lock roll.
Not bad.
What's 14 plus
9?
23. You almost have it.
Oh, it's DC 25.
And then it just slips out of your grasp.
I take 10, and no, I'll get hot. I'll try and roll again.
Just roll 11.
Jesus sake.
I'll do it again. Shall I do it?
10. One more.
Yay!
Right, the lock slips open.
Eventually. The end.
You were in that long north-south corridor that was very far to the east.
Oh.
Lost. Oh, we're in
the
there.
A huge long one.
Which room would you
to the south, you see many doors.
Yay!
You are actually at the next door up, I believe, to the ones you've already seen. Above you, there is another passageway off to the east. To the south, there is another passageway off to the east. And it continues down to the south. I believe it was the southern door.
We're not leaving Mapei, it's our home.
So,
is there anything written on this door?
The next one down.
No, this
one. Yes, it has a fire sigil in Celestial.
We missed one of these before. Maybe it's a special one for me. Because I'm loud like thunder. Apart from where I'm thinking.
I do feel very healthy.
I want to feel healthy too.
Amazon wishes to feel healthy.
I want to feel healthy.
He would like plus 5 wind resistance or something, I don't know.
Plus 5 wind resistance.
He beams and he's just not very aerodynamic. He grows extra fins and spiky bits.
I think dwarves have that in 3.5.
Stop him being aerodynamic.
Let's go and find the other one. Let's go. I want one.
Shall we go then?
We're off down the corridor again.
This is good. We've got some goodies.
Where's Boinkit?
Boinkit's right behind you.
Does he laugh at us?
No, he doesn't laugh at you. He's sweating.
He's not sweating. He
follows you through the room quite seriously. You walk south until you find the door with the thunder rune on it. It's the room 106.
Yeah, because there's two doors that are marked with a thunder rune, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first one.
He should benefit from being in that warm room, then, if he's a lizard.
In a sense.
Yes, he should
generate power.
He just finds it uncomfortable.
He's not cold-blooded, though, is he?
No.
Well, he might be.
He's a lizard.
Yeah. If he weren't, he'd have to, like, sleep in the sun, or he'd be dying in the dungeon.
Oh, he would, wouldn't he? He'd be dying.
Yay, he falls over and dies. Because he just remembers.
Lack of energy.
I will check this door for traps.
Make me a search check.
Big number.
That's
not a big number.
16.
You do not
like 20. But
you do not think the door is trapped.
There's that one.
Right. Open it.
If we were
the door is locked.
Oh, but we've written 20.
Dying. We've had this conversation, haven't we?
That's less than 25.
I keep going because I need to.
Yes!
The door lock clicks open.
I open the door so well that it thanks me.
It says thank you. The door is unlocked.
This happens.
Right, open the door.
A blast of air expels from the room as you open the door, pushing you to the ground. The room is completely empty, save for a small rune written on a bronze plate in the centre.
Okay, which one feels the odd one out then?
Who feels exceptionally windy?
You all walk in?
Yes.
Everyone bar Steve, make me a will save.
Oh, lordy!
13.
Ha! Natural 20!
18.
Yay!
Garud, you're 22. All shaken. You feel very fearful in this room.
They're all for you, aren't they?
You steam them!
You steam them all!
You're nervous. There's something. There's like an expectation of something going to happen. You're quite put on edge in here.
What's wrong, Garud?
Danger! Danger, danger! High voltage!
Will Robinson was what came to mind. We'll have our own one.
Yes, that's good. I'm okay!
The room is otherwise completely bare.
Who's going to touch this then?
Let's make sure it does say thunder on the bottom.
It does say
thunder.
It looks like clouds of lightning.
Yeah. Oh, do you think that it's for you?
I don't know.
Well, you're not scared.
There's any group that is scared.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's poked, okay.
You know you want
poked, it's fine.
I'm going to throw a stone onto it.
I hope so.
I'll roll a stone.
It clatters onto the blood. Ding,
ding, ding. Nothing happens.
No.
I'll find a toe bone and roll that one.
It rolls onto the blood.
Tink.
I find a
would
rat.
You like to try it?
You find a rat. Just pull
it. It rolls onto the blood.
I go and jump on the plate.
Hooray!
A roar of thunder erupts from every corner of the room. A huge burst of thunder echoes around
boom,
the room.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm brave. I'm not scared. Oh, he's picking up a dice. Oh, no. I'm rolling it twice.
Your ears rock and you take 9 points of damage.
Don't think that was for you.
I'm unconscious.
You fall to the plate.
Stuck.
The thunder drifts away into the distance.
You still can't.
Zero. I can't move.
You teeter slightly on the blood.
I'll go and catch her.
You catch her as she falls off the blood.
Oh, that wasn't for you then.
she had a go.
Yes.
I'm the brave halfling. Brave, yes. stupid halfling.
Well, Tom will make you better, don't worry.
That's handy.
That pat.
Oh, yes, he does.
13.
See, that's what
13
you're doing.
Back.
I'm healthier.
Hey, healthier than you were before.
Thank you!
We love the
again, Do it again!
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
But there was this loud shouting, banging.
Everybody loves
the noise. And then everything went kind of black. Was there a storm?
Let me draw this room for you just so you go.
There wasn't a particular storm, but it did go very. Did we hear it as well?
Yes, you all heard the noise.
It went
very loud.
It was a very loud burst of thunder.
Guess it's not for our kind, then.
But I'm having a very good night tonight.
If I deposit you with Balazar...
Yeah. You're going to stand on it. Glorify in the...
You stand on it.
Yeah.
The thunder erupts around the room once more. Lightning strikes you a few times. You once again feel cleansed. And
damn you!
Unfortunately, this one doesn't give you any additional benefit. It just cleanses you, heals you, takes away all your suffering and pain.
You lucky
I hate you! I just always die. And it's
I offer up thanks to Tom.
Tom says, no problem.
Super smug!
Give me more points back. But
well, he can cast you because he can heal you. Can't he heal you? Points to your strength. You take strength hits if you heal people. Have you got anything like that? Mm-hmm. Or is that just when you're doing attacks?
Question Martin does my constitution.
Oh, right. Because I'm saying, if this heals you up to everything, you can just, whey, everybody, have some of this.
Yes.
You just walk back in and recharge.
You begin to feel...
probably prefer not to.
You begin to feel closer to torment.
No, we prefer you to.
God, you and Tom are like best...
Yeah. Buddies.
Yes.
Best cleric on the planet, you know.
Yeah, right.
In this dungeon.
I'm missing a few
the best cleric of Torm in this dungeon. Yeah. Until we find another cleric of Torm through here who's like level 47.
Well, it does kind of make sense because we know that he is the god of dungeon cleansing.
Yes, apparently so.
Mr. DM, can you please inform Bastion of Torm? I'm not talking to him. It's not fair, and I'm going to sulk.
He was smug enough having a nimbus of life. Now look at him, all puffed up.
All puffed up with his... Fire resistance 5.
Get it later on anyway.
Eh?
I get it later on anyway.
Well, I'm good early.
Nothing for us.
Right, there is a corridor to the south which leads you to that other door that leads out into the eastern corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a door.
Ooh.
This door is closed but not locked.
Ooh.
It's got
that should be easy.
You open the door.
It leads into, guess what?
Another corridor.
Well done, you're getting good at this. You should write dungeons.
We're going to have one that's entirely made of corridor. There's actually no rooms at all.
It's just a giant maze.
God, with my torment. DMs everywhere. Corridors everywhere. You haven't seen a map for B yet. Just, there's a whole section of it that's just maze of corridors.
We might not even go to B.
Right, you come round the corner and there is an opening in the northern wall. Ooh. And beyond it a corridor extends up to the north.
Peek our little eyes around the corner of the opening.
Small cells, barely large enough to fit a person comfortably.
What?
What? Around the opening?
There's a door there.
Yes.
Okay, I thought we'd gone down this door here.
Well, I thought you'd gone through the northern door. Sorry, which door did you go through? Oh, sorry.
It's on the map.
Yeah, but your map's crap.
It's on the board.
Right, yeah. Where we were.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I thought we went out that one as well, but
yeah.
Small cells, fairly large enough to fit a person in comfortably, line the length of this room. Empty shackles hang from the wall, magical electrical energy crackling in them.
I think it's magic.
Yes.
Good job you've got a wizard, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm not talking to the clerk because he's mean.
That's fine, we understand.
But if I get hurt, can you make sure he heals me? I'm asking.
Because I'm not asking.
That's okay. You don't need to ask me, mate.
How handy. You can be abusive to him as much as you want and he still gets to heal you.
It's the advantages of travelling with a Lofugr clan. Slag them off all the time. Still going to help you.
Not with spells. Maybe just stop it.
Excuse me.
I'd just like to say my tongue and my hand and my leg now hurt because I spilled tea on my hand, battered my hand on the table and I was spilled on my tongue.
Ah, it's the hazards of dungeoneering, lassie.
Well, this room. What are you doing about going in? Are you going to dance through it to you?
Well, it's the first place I want to go.
No.
Don't you dare say a spot on the tongue.
There's spots on your tongue, yeah. You get mouth lesions, your gums recede, your teeth fall out.
I've got scurvy!
I've got scurvy!
I'm not playing a pirate's game! Get scurvy, smart!
And go, I haven't got scurvy, have I? And she go, get out of my office!
Get scurvy.
No vitamin C.
No vitamin C.
Because you stopped me taking my vitamin C.
No, I didn't. That's not that much.
Okay.
You know.
So that's an excuse for me not to take it.
8 tablets a day, probably a bit real.
1400 oranges, the equivalent thereof.
What do you get for ODing on vitamin C?
Not a great deal for a male, but females, their pill stops working.
See, I have a choice of vitamin C or baby. Baby bad. Well, I'm 21 and I'm opening this debate up on
you are 21.
No, I'm not. How old am I?
You're
22.
How we all forget as we get older.
I know. I always vowed never to be one of those people that forgot how old I was. I have.
It's too old in the end.
Frightening, isn't it?
I'm so old.
I'm only 24.
Yeah.
So, cells.
What base are you using for
that? Base 10.
Base 20.
So. Hexadecimal.
Hexadecimal.
Well, with cells, the empty cells, with crackling energy from the manacles, it would seem.
Yes,
let's have a peek in. It's incredible.
You step in.
You step in. To guard at the door.
Thought you might. Doom, doom, doom,
doom. I glare a bit and then get bored and go and have a look.
Do you step in?
Yep.
What are you doing?
It's just left and right into each cell.
All the cells are empty.
All the way to the end?
All the way at the end. The manacles against the walls of the cells crackle with a magical energy.
I'm not touching them.
Well, this seems like some kind of magical holding place that's no longer used, so let's just leave it. We're not going anywhere near it. Don't worry, Lassie.
I'm not going to the fit.
No, you're not. Grab her hand, pull it away. Look, pretty thing over there.
I need help.
Stop it. We grab her hand and
just
like, pull her off.
Judge,
no. Take her out of the room.
How long are you spending examining these manacles?
By visual inspection, merely seconds.
Okay, fair enough. You walk up, go, manacles, and leave.
We know the magical manacles, we've made an assumption of what they are, and we're leaving.
Okay.
Because they don't seem to have any treasure value, and they're all crackly.
But look at the pretty
But you could rip them off the wall! Take a
look!
We can have a really dirty sex game.
Yes?
Yes, you can have really dirty
sex games.
And you two get a room.
You could have a go if you were very strong.
Lots of room.
It's a strength 30 check to pull these manacles off.
Listen, if we do the room is there, we need some more people.
We can grapple with it, all of us, and we can minus do your positives.
Anyway, what are you doing? You're leaving. You're walking around the rest of the corridor.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch the pretty thing.
It was for the best, dearie.
Pretty manacles. They're pretty nice.
Yeah,
see, they're manacles, and they're pretty.
The corridor extends to the north.
Pretty sparkly blue light.
And we're only going this way because the half of wanted to.
It's
all your fault, Garou.
Yeah. What is?
Mind you, we're all blaming Bastion at the moment because he's just looking so smug.
Yeah, what do you expect? My God loves me.
Ooh. Yes. And after some words with Dougmar and Brightmantle.
It's because you got prey to him.
You come round. I do pray to him!
You come round the corner.
There's another room with a room.
You come round the corner and in the southern wall there, as you head to the east,
yes.
There is another locked, closed door with a celestial rune upon it.
Oh, what is this?
It is the celestial rune for
cheese.
Water.
Water.
Not going.
Celestial rune for cheese? I don't know.
It's a block of cheese.
Yeah, is it? Well, I think
it's a very simple language, is celestial.
Celestials have cheese.
Apparently. Celestial cheese. Yes.
It's what they make moons from.
Oh, yes!
Moons made of celestial cheese.
We have the same pantheon. Right, okay, yeah, let's go on then.
So we can't open doors.
Do your stuff, Bastion.
Yes,
I'm not going to touch it this time, but I really want to.
Okay, do I have to use my lockpick then?
I'll have to go.
Your lockpick involve your boot.
Keep
trying.
Keep
trying.
Oh my lord.
That'll do. The door unlocks. Click, click.
Good. Not touching anything else.
Your eyes!
Salt in here.
You open the door.
We open the door. Because we are brave adventurers. We are not afraid.
The room is better drawn than this.
Better built than that.
A blast of cold air expels from the room.
Oh, I have a question. One. I don't care.
The floor, recessed, holds water.
Oh.
About 4 or 5 feet deep.
Oh, I can't remember where I ring a horn from.
No.
Ha.
Ice has formed along the tops of the walls and mist hangs just over the lip of the water.
Where do I live?
In a hole.
Where do I live as my character? Where am I coming from?
In this dungeon at the moment.
Okay. Because I just wondered if I'd ever seen ice and snow before.
Forgotten Realms.
Maybe. There is ice and snow if you've been there, but you may not have been, because most of it's quite temperate in the middle, isn't it?
Right, might have seasons, though.
Snowballs.
Look at the pretty crystals.
Yeah, they are nice, aren't they?
I want one. No, I'm not talking to you.
Temperate should have. You should still have seasons. Anyway. Water. Icy walls. And what?
Icy water.
That's just it. Just
so there's nothing. There's no sort of rune sitting on the bottom. Maybe. Of the water.
Is the water clear?
Pretty clear.
You think you can make out something towards the centre of the room on the floor?
Go on, Bastion. You're so
does
well
there
done.
Look like there's any thing in the water moving?
Oh, I can swim.
You can't see anything.
Is it water or is it frozen?
It's water.
Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
The walls get really sewage from the door in the water. It's 4 or 5 feet deep.
Swim. Just daylight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've still got daylight room, haven't you? It's pretty clear water, but it's iced. It's quite rimy on the top. Is that the sort of, you know, when water goes slightly thicker when it's got ice in, as it were? Not yeah. thicker. But you know what I mean? Yeah. That sort of bitty kind of textured water. Because ice gets through it. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
Go on, Bastion, do your
thing. Oh, chance it. I'll just step in.
You step in.
I am 6 foot. My head will be above the
water. Your head is above the water.
I can't swim, by the way.
You can't swim.
I have a minus to swim.
Your head will not be above the water.
I can swim quite well.
You don't feel cold at all. No.
Oh, you lucky son!
Permanent dry elements.
You have it on anywhere.
Permanent dry elements.
No, you don't feel cold anywhere.
Anywhere.
I'm dipping my toe in.
Hmm?
I'm dipping my toe in.
You dip your toe in.
Is it cold?
It is quite cold, but not so cold for you. Do you think it probably would be cold without your ring?
Warm.
I take my ring off.
It's cold.
I put my ring back on and take my foot out and sit. And sulk.
It's quite pleasant.
Sit and sulk. Interesting tactic.
So,
wander over to the middle of the room.
You do.
Nonsense.
Stealing all the magic stuff.
With a supercilious smugness about him that only he can emit.
Do you want to shut the door and lock it again? Because
he's projecting smug sphere.
Smug sphere.
I'll just stay here for a bit. I can learn various spells.
Just keep going and stepping on it every few days.
This is too much.
You stand on it. A blast of ice erupts from the water.
Yeah.
Completely encasing Bastion.
Yay!
In a block of solid ice.
Whoops!
That didn't work quite so well, did it?
No.
After a minute, the ice cracks and drops into the water.
Oh, no,
Bastion emerges happy and alive, attuned with his god and having gained cold resistance 5.
No, it's not
permanently.
It's not
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, then you sat at the door paddling.
Oh,
give me a spot check.
Oh dear.
15.
I think there's something in the water in one of the corners.
You?
Is it?
You don't know. You have to go around it.
Send in the bloody cleric.
Cleric. Bastion, there's something over there. I think you should go and have a look. I think it's some treasure. No, I think it's a prayer book.
Which is treasure?
I think it's somebody in need.
Some children in need.
I think there's somebody that needs you. They were shouting for you.
While you were encased in the ice.
Yes. While you were busy communing with your god in the ice.
You're leaving people to drown, you bad man. No, I'll pick up Boyd and chuck him in. No,
are you feeling the jealousy now?
You supercilious bastion. You.
This is what happens when you have chaotic parties.
Roll to backstab again.
Oh,
no! A lot of
directed corner directed.
Every day.
There's something on the bottom by your feet. Your foot kicks it. It's reasonably soft with
treasure.
Soft treasure, that's unusual.
You pull it out of the water, and water drains out of it. It seems to be a set of pipes.
Mm. Oh no, I've got it's the bagpipes of my forefathers!
Tell him to put it back,
because
I'm not talking to him.
I'll
wander
over.
It's a set of pipes. It seems slightly filled with water, but,
I make that noise that people make that sounds like a cat being murdered.
You can't. It's filled with water.
That probably sounds even worse
than that. Do I recognise these pipes at all?
Mine. He owes me.
No, not that.
Not being a bard. You have no clue of recognising objects just by looking at them.
Oh!
Other than, it's a set of pipes.
It's a set of pipes.
Tech magic pair.
Do you mean pipes like bagpipes or bagpipes?
Bagpipes. Bagpipes. I know bagpipes.
Yes, they are magical.
Which room?
They're magical, but their magic seems not yet not intact. It's hence that you don't think it would work at the moment.
Can you tell me which room we're sort
of in? You're in room 108.
A.
Oh, now you're going to make me look them up.
It's an unfinished magical item.
Well, no.
If you think it's finished, you just think it's
logged with water.
I put my ring of heat around one of the pipes.
Yes. No, it has to be on your finger, unfortunately.
It could be magical bagpipes of underwater playing.
I stick the... No, I don't.
Cursed magical items.
Skipping past that section.
Yes. If you should start to play the bagpipes, you cannot stop.
Ever. Dilly, dilly, dilly. And everyone wants to kill you.
And dance.
Pipes, pipes, periapts, phylacteries, pipes.
What the hell's a phylactery?
Pipes.
It's a holding box. Box for
solving. Now I need to find out what... I want to find out what school...
In fact, phylactery recently came up in orange stick, I think.
What?
At the bottom of the description. Should say fate, conjuration, or whatever.
No, no, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Pass me the book, little book.
The little book, the Mongoose Player's Handbook Pocket Edition.
Spell descriptions, how useful. And in alphabetical order as well.
Alphabeticalize.
Alphabetical. Here we go.
I'll bring some Scottish.
It is fate illusion magic.
Fate illusion magic.
Well, it does say it's there. It's very badly paginated for that one. My apologies. Oh. It says faint illusion magic.
Faint illusion.
Yeah.
Seems to form some kind of illusion.
But you think it's not quite right. You think it probably needs fixing in some fashion.
The water taking out of it.
I try and empty some water out of it.
Yeah, some water pours out.
Perhaps we could take it back up to the... the fire room.
Yeah, but you can go in. I'm not talking to you. Tell him that he has to go in and then he has to dry my pipes out and give them back to me.
The road trip. You should go back to the room and dry the pipes out and you should give them back to him.
If you would tell Mrs. Phelan, yes, that sounds like a good plan.
He says to tell you, Mrs. Phelan, that sounds like a big plan.
Sounds like a miss. I'm not married.
Phelan says that she is a miss and is not married.
Right there, that tickled you. You return to the fire room, jump in the fire. It doesn't go off.
Oh no, I'm not going to stand in there. I'm just going to put pipes in there.
It doesn't go off.
Why is it not warmer?
It's not warm in here.
It is warm in there. Oh, the pipe's dry.
Yeah.
Yes. The pipe's dry. You think they're still broken there? You don't think they'll
work. Why don't you step into that cold water plane where everything is healed?
You think the constant exposure to the cold water might have warped them a little?
Oh, they need fixing.
I'm putting them in my bag.
Good with musical instruments?
Oh, they might need a bit of mending.
Anyone got any performance?
I don't have mending, though.
But if you did, it would be a spell you could use.
Yes. What?
Oh, you mean like I've just memorized it tomorrow?
I have nipples.
You!
Yes, you're a bastion of Thorn, the all-knowing, all-powerful cleric, can fix it tomorrow.
Okay, I'm putting it in my... Tell him I'm putting it in my bag, though.
Because Bastion can do everything.
You've now got this 10-foot smug sphere around him. It's just...
Do you know when you get a film and you have actors and supporting cast?
Yeah, if we're noticing a lead character going in the floor now.
That is quite funny. He wouldn't be able to survive without you, though. He'd have his ass handed to him so much. Yes. No matter how smug and armor he's
got. You always need your sidekicks to save your bacon.
Where's the sailing room?
There's one in here somewhere.
Only 800 pages to go.
In section A?
Sadly no. Where are you heading?
You all.
Oh, and I missed a door. Let me get it.
Did you?
Well, again, my apologies, lads. There's a door here.
Hello?
And lass. There's a door there.
Mrs. apparently.
Where do you want?
Oh, you're there.
Okay. Yes? That leads into the corridor.
I haven't answered
that. That leads to the sparkly room with the mist in it, and then eventually to the room with the...
Did that have a rune on the door?
No.
Okay.
Are we completed the rune?
With fog in it.
And there's one missing.
We're missing a rune room.
Wind, water, cold, fire, earth. Oh god.
Earth, Wind and Fire. Woohoo, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, some great songs.
Right, where are we going, folks?
Fire. Great stage shows. Anyway. Right.
And you saw them all.
I'm going to pretend I have a clue who you're talking about.
Right.
Fun band. Earth, Wind and Fire.
Really? How old is baby?
Right. You see?
Sorry?
Where would you like
I think that actually might
I'll
be
the first time I've ever been to because we can't find one, this is one of our
neighbours. We've done a lot of this.
Well, we've got rooms back this way.
Okay, what about
it's Crossroads, perhaps.
Have we done that one to the... We've been that one to the...
We've got to try and find the plot now.
Middle there.
You've gone so long without it.
That's the one with the mist in it.
That's got the mist in it.
We've been in all the rooms apart from this big swathe in the...
Yeah, the middle bit!
This big central crescent that we wanted to skip over that spot.
Okay. Yes. How about we head up to the place with the groovy looking... We can't say that because we don't know what that is.
Yes,
there's a door up here.
Groovy looking what? Where are you
going? I think we should head north and east.
North and east? You've been north and east.
Can't go anymore
north and west.
Well, we go for the north.
The dwarven east I meant.
Yeah. You mean west?
West.
You know where
the
next
one
are then?
You
rip to me, I'll take it.
Oh, I was thinking of that.
Give it a seat, show it up on
the floor.
Make it a bit bigger.
Oh, the one you found in the secret building?
Yeah. Right on the room, is it there?
That's
all the way back here.
I know.
I can go to your back all the way.
You require one more conversation. Hello, Brentor. Remember us? We were here about 3 months ago. We're back. We can't leave this place.
Where are we going?
We'll try north through this room with the strange trappy thing in it.
Right.
With lack of air.
You have the crossroads through there, the north door through there, and the door in this north bit here. There he is, trust me.
Next time I'll blow it up so you can see it.
Off that west door then.
If the person who gave us it doesn't mind.
This one?
If you're all healed, you haven't got the spell back or anything, have you?
No.
I didn't give you all the full complement of spells.
You're wanting some spells?
No, I've just got a few hit points I'm missing. But
you think you've got a few hit points missing?
You're fine.
I've only got 13.
Out of
21.
Wow, okay.
You have a few missing, haven't you?
I'm 25.
Hell shaped room.
You're 25 down, all the fighter needs it first.
Okay. We'll see to that then.
No, you wait. You'll regret that comment when I die. You can't open any door ever.
16.
Thank you.
Wow. What a fantastic choice of route you've taken.
Don't expect any spells casting now.
We're out.
We're out. Well, we have one more.
You come into another donut-y type shaped room, separate square.
All right.
With a room in the centre. The door is currently open.
Ooh.
In the centre.
Oh, there. Right, okay.
Yep. Okay. It's a bit bigger than that, Steve, sorry.
It's
merely an idealised representation.
The floor of the room in the centre is a mess. Dozens of broken crates and busted barrels, their contents spilled on the floor. Mixed with the mouldy remnants of at least as many sacks to completely cover the floor.
Do the sacks have nasty black spores all over them?
No.
Do they have backs and cracks?
That's horrible now.
It was on Quick Rack, the straight guy.
We will not get into back, sack and crack.
Oh. Yes.
Waxing for the gentleman.
Yes.
How lovely.
I think any man should be given that.
Except if you're a dwarf. That's
maybe we should do it charity on audio. No. Bagsy me back.
No. Bagsy me doing it.
Yeah. Right. That's quite disturbing in itself. Rather than being
the subject of it, I'd rather be the person who applies.
You'd rather smear hot wax over someone else's scrotum than have someone look at you.
Well, it's a choice.
It isn't it.
I just like to say that bikini waxing is so much more painful than any of that can be.
What?
Well, that's a subject.
You're not really in a position to make the comparison.
Yes,
technically a man can have his bikini lined up.
Yeah, but I'm in a position to know what the pain actually feels like. You're just speculating.
Speaking as someone who has,
I could be completely waxed from the neck. You would never know.
No,
I'm not going to say
actually,
what
actually flashed.
That's right, I'm going to crack wax is pretty painful as well. Yeah.
You have to ask that Steve Hawks man.
Oh no.
No,
that was
the. I'm not even
going to
say it.
Anyway,
he didn't wax. He covered it crap with him.
Anyway. Oh, there we go.
It's
bad.
Oh, it's not. It's not.
You
shouldn't
do that. That's
no, chemicals in the wrong area. It rots your asshole open, basically. It gave him anal lesions.
Allegedly.
I think that's
going to
have to be
some. No, it's fine.
We do not edit.
No, we have no production quality.
And we are reviewed as that as well.
Wait, how offensive! Yeah.
Well, we don't actually have any production value. We record it and we stick it up unedited and raw.
See, that's why we can get away with talking about cracks and cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine.
We'd have to be on ITV2 rather than ITV1.
No, we'd have to be on Channel 5.
Definitely after the 9.
No, we're not naked enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Naked! They're all there!
We're all naked!
Under our clothes?
No, we're probably not. That's probably bad, actually.
Anyway, we continue.
Dungeon on!
Where would you like to go? It's like the Human Torch, where his flame comes on. So you get a big dungeon around you. Whoosh! Clank! What a great superpower!
Dungeon off! Quick!
I tried that, it doesn't work.
I'm going to keep doing it now. Dungeon off!
Isn't that a cleaning product?
Yeah, you wash the dungeon away.
Not a word.
Says looking at the cleric pointedly. It's like the advert of Slid Bang.
That's disgusting.
It's a cleaning product, but it so looks like it's a piss take advert.
What's it called?
It does.
It's a European Slid Bang.
Slid Bang.
It has to be a European one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and it's like you're watching it and think, okay, the punchline's coming. No, it's a real product.
I thought it was a perverted sex act.
I love shopping TV, it's funny.
Is it on normal TV?
No, it's normal.
Normal TV.
Oh dear.
I must have missed that. Anyway, the floor
has... We should watch more adverts.
Open sacks and the remains of barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we search it?
Yes, let's search it.
Mega roll. 20. 2.
19 plus... some numbers that are...
This room is empty of any interesting items.
28.
Okay, we move on. Next.
The little room.
We go back.
We haven't searched the little room inside the big room, have we?
That was the little room.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That was the super secret.
Search all. Search the one on the outside.
What's your search? The spot skill.
My spot skill is plus 4.
Go on. As you walk out...
Plus 4, plus not including stone search.
Yes, I've added that. There's a secret door here.
I found the secret door, gentlemen and lady.
Well done.
Although it'd be completely bloody useless.
Sorry. What? Did you hear anything? Except the sound of opening a packet of peanuts.
There's a secret door to the very north of here.
Can you tell Bastion then?
The halfling would like to say thank you for opening her bag of
peanuts.
What are peanuts?
Salted peanuts.
We've been eating dead cat for weeks now.
You've been holding out on us, halfling. How could you?
Perhaps it's half a secret
door.
Secret
door.
Yeah.
Not a secret door.
Secret door.
Yeah.
Okay. Right at the north of this corridor.
Yeah.
You push her open the secret door.
It's a secret door!
I bet you're really glad I rolled well for your spot on this one. You're going to be so impressed.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can feel it. I can feel it.
That leads nowhere.
We're on a road to nowhere.
How come the salted peanuts are less salty than the cashews?
It opens into a corridor.
No!
To which there is an open door. From the normal area where the secret door...
Hang on!
That's a door.
This is just...
It's an actual door now.
Oh, my apologies. There's a bit where it goes up to a door.
Sorry, hang on.
It wasn't a secret door?
There you go. Well done, you spotted a door.
There's a short corridor, then an open door, which leads into this corridor from which this open door comes from.
Damn, I thought it was a secret door.
My apologies, I missed that crappy little bit of short corridor. You follow it round to the north and you arrive at an enormous door. Like you have seen before.
I'd fled from it.
Where's the enormous door?
Oh.
Ooh. Enormous door.
Does it happen to have the runic symbol for B on it?
No. Well, right. Celestial room for area E, actually.
Ooh.
Not what it does.
Oh. Okay.
I shall listen at the door. I shall hear things. At a skill of 18.
Let me remember which area it is. Oh, yeah. You don't hear anything.
Do I think the door
makes it? Because it's the area that contains the Tarrasque Rogue.
Multi-classing Tarrasque.
That'll be my cousin.
Yes, it's sneaky.
I'll see if there are any traps on this door.
Ooh.
23.
What door? This door is trap.
Hmm?
What is this door
stone.
Made of?
Stone. Oh, stone, says the dwarf.
Having absolutely no other power other than to know what it might be.
Oh, go on, I've got stone cunning. I'm not going to wiggle my way.
Wiggle you were.
Made of rock.
Ooh! That's 18 plus stone, so that's at least 20 odd for anything
you'll
like.
You'll probably be able to tell you how old the stone is.
Having stone cunning. Had this door been made of stone and not locked, you would have been able to open it.
Ah, oh, right!
Sadly, it's made of stone and locked.
Damn.
Damn. You're thinking that through, aren't you, dear?
Mm.
It's locked. I love your boots, dear. They're very cool.
Can you take 20 on the...
I've got halfling boots.
Oh, wow. So you have.
There we
go. Well, right. Dressing in character. That's an interesting one for the radio.
You should see what I've got underneath. My big wire...
The halfling says we should see what she's got on underneath, Bastion, and stuff.
Why?
I don't know, I'm just relaying the information.
Oh, I might have to take a bare chastity.
You're not taking that yet?
No.
Look,
really?
We've been in here for
That's
weeks.
Interesting.
How long have you been in here now?
A good while.
Yeah. I'm growing a beard. Oh no, I already have one.
2.5-3 weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that a fair week?
No. That's 7 day weeks.
No.
As opposed to 10 day weeks.
Yeah, so back for all night now.
Fair and have 10 day weeks. Like I do, surprisingly, my stupid job.
I mean, your excellent, wonderful job.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sure release. Not a single member of the police listens.
Long weekend.
You what? True, I do it before the weekend.
On a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Half the time it falls when I'm busy.
Okay, then it's absolutely no fun for Hal at all.
No. When Lindsay's busy, no fun.
Anyway.
I'm not going to reply to that one because I may...
Incriminate me.
Or just damage me.
Yeah.
All recorded for
I'm
posterity.
I'm a good wife.
And
I'm
the police.
A good wife.
There we go.
Okay.
So I'm just figuring out which door you'll come into this map off if you decide to go through it.
Oh.
No, don't be foolish.
No, we don't go through those
we're
things.
In section A yet.
Would you like a quick flash of this? There you go.
Oh my lord.
Oh dear.
There's a lovely big room in the middle.
There's a very large room in the middle. Who knows what's in that then, eh? Shall we?
I don't know. As an out of character thing, do we want to go into the next area yet?
I think
area.
We've missed the entire plot of this section, which is somehow fitting.
I mean, we can go back, but that seems rather stupid now, in character, because we...
No, there's no reason
we've
for
gone
us.
Through every other door we've come to.
There's no reason for us to go back, because we were going north and east on the kobold's assistance, and our purpose is to get out of this dungeon.
Yeah.
And this is a big door, which to me would suggest possible way out. This could be the way out of the dungeon.
Yeah,
I mean, there were two of them, because there's one over here, too.
Mm.
Yeah, and no, we were still interested in looking around there. Now I'm just bloody fed up of corridors, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shall we try this door, then?
Yeah, let's try the super big door.
This is like Dungeons & Dragons when they almost get home.
Avengers on the other
side. La, 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 la. Whoops!
Close
lock. What was I rolling for again, sorry?
Let's roll the open lock.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
that's a lot better.
22.
22?
But you almost had it there.
Ooh.
I get
that'll
it.
That'll do it.
And have a big smug smile on my face.
I roll the 19 and get plus 73 to it.
what are you adding?
8. No, 14.
14, yeah.
14.
So you're over 30.
33.
That's fine. The door, the gigantic door,
what the hell did you do?
Clicks open.
I tumble back to the back of the party.
The door opens.
I have tumbled seriously back to the back of the party because I want to get out of the way.
She's done it! She's opened the bloody door!
I expected you to go east.
Oh, well.
It's far too easy to go east.
It would be far too easy to go east.
Okay.
Yeah, those doors probably weren't even locked.
Let me just jump forward a few hundred
pages. Oh,
bugger! As we go all the way to section E.
Is there a big barrier in the way that says go back to the way you came and down that corridor?
I think we've just skipped about $15 worth of dungeon.
We're not. Where's my pen?
Again, in an out of character way. If you don't want us to go in here, we can go.
Do you mean in an out of character way? There's no way through this. I'm a very different.
I'm just saying, if you're not happy, if you haven't prepared or anything.
Yeah, you think I can prepare for this? You think I can guess where you're going to go week on week? Especially considering you keep going, nah, screw that obvious door, let's go back 2 miles in this direction.
Hey, secret door! I ignore it, I've got too many of the buggers anyway.
In all honesty, I've been avoiding going off this section because you've got an adventure with X number of sections. We don't want to waste them by going, we'll go in 3 rooms and then we'll go out.
You could look around this section for a while and then go, bugger that, and go back.
Yeah, we could have our hands handed to us.
As far as you're concerned, they're not separate sections. No, it's just a huge door separating them.
And the character knows that, but...
It's just a big deal. I mean, think about it. You've been in here weeks and weeks now. You're probably completely disorientated with regards to where things are.
Yeah.
So...
thanks to our excellent mapping skill.
Yes, your cartography skills are improving at leaps and bounds.
Amazingly. Right. Also, the thing is, for free will, if we wish to go through the door, in theory, we should be able to...
You can indeed. Yeah, go through the door.
What do you mean we're not allowed to have free will? I'm not having that philosophical conversation with you again.
Tom does not allow us free will.
So everything I do is therefore preordained by Tom.
I'm trying to make the most out of the massive amount of money that this book cost.
Oh, don't worry, there's many more sections.
I know, but you don't want to just to completely go...
Yeah. Oh, we could always come back when we want to flute at one point.
Yeah, we could come back for jollies, like in Final Fantasy VII.
You walk through the large door. Ahead of you is an open door to a small room.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Completely deserted, now we don't have a map.
Yeah.
Sorry, all. There's more dungeon through here! I thought it was the way out! It had a big door with, like, way out! There's always a big door on the way out, and there's a big door and it's more bloody dungeon!
There wasn't a big door on the way in.
Well, no, that was a bit weird. That was a bit weird. We just went into a black thing and came out and we couldn't get back, and it was just like, no.
Can we find a monster on this level, just to see?
No, I don't find any monsters on this level.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just looking at the level of the beasties here.
Dice creatures from now on.
Sorry, I was just getting an idea of what kind of beasties are here.
How dead we're going to be.
Whoops.
Okay, where are we heading?
We're heading...
You have this.
South. No.
South.
No. That's area A.
You were in area E.
E. We've missed out the B, tiny little room. C, and D.
Tiny little room.
Yeah.
Yes, we're
looking everywhere in this
room. Bear with me a second, I'm just checking it is E that is above. Yes, it is E that is above what you want.
You've not inadvertently slammed us into the wrong sec. Yeah.
You're the right level for this. You'll be fine.
Fair enough.
Are we? Oh, okay. That means we've been probably excessively slow in there then.
No, this level A is... You are about the right level for level A.
Okay.
Where are we going?
The minimum of the lowest level recommended there.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? No plot in region A. Yes.
No, you can always go back and find it.
No.
We're sure there's a plot around here somewhere.
Yes, we just keep missing it. No, the plot is to leave the dungeon.
I like how you can come in at different points. I like that a lot.
That's good.
I mean, you can come in at various points on the map without actually... You can go off and back and round and through. You can jump bits
if
you want
to.
Just to confuse the crap out of me. You, me.
Awesome.
Yes.
I think we've done that already.
We two who are one.
So, what are you doing?
Small
room.
Yeah.
The little room is empty.
Phew!
Is that a safe haven kind of room?
It's kind of safe.
A door.
There's a door.
Okay. I'm thinking that we maybe need to rest.
Okay.
Because I don't have very many hit points.
And the DM may want to read some
books. The DM may need to read some books.
No, the DM's happy.
The cleric may need to gain some more spells, and it's 10:30.
It's 10:30?
Yeah, but, okay. Yeah, it's alright.
You're tired?
No.
You'll be fine. Really, let's go.
Come on. You are at work at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's only the public.
You're only saving the Bradford from the horrible people in the world.
Looking after the safety and well-being of the general public.
Only the city centre. It's just people doing early Christmas shoplifting.
Early Christmas shoplifting. No, advent calendar, at least.
Marks and Spencers.
Yes.
Boots. TK Maxx.
Popular, are they?
Popular. With early Christmas shoplifting.
Get your best bargains there.
Mm.
Oh, oh, boy.
Posh Rubid.
Oh. Oh dear, it seems like such a good hold.
Well, don't we technically want to rest in this room anyway?
Yeah. I think we're tired. Yeah, because we will be tired as characters. So, and I could really do with some spells back because I'm low.
There's no point in going into it.
And I bet Boyd's tanking on them as well, so.
Mm. Boyd would like some spells.
Yes.
I get my level back, don't I? Yes. Sleeping.
So, does could you do field checks on us to get?
Yes, I can.
Twice the level back.
Well, I don't know, it's twice
or
level and a half.
Level and a half will do me. You can do a heal check on me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Level times two would do me, I'd be on full.
I wouldn't like to say, I flipped over one page from where you've come in and there's some kick-ass items in this bit of the dungeon.
Yes!
Ooh, shiny toys.
No, you won't.
Of course, we don't know what the fuck they are because we haven't got anything to do identify.
I have identify
with the 100
GP pearl.
So that's twice your level.
Can I have a healer, please? Heal check.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have 5 hit points.
I'm one off.
One off.
A cure minor wound.
Huzzah. Thank you.
For 1 hit point. You could have lived with one. Well, it might be the one that saves you.
Yeah.
It might just save.
Okay.
Yeah. It might just save.
Well, no, I was 4 hit points down when that happened.
There we go. So we're going to rest up for the evening, or day, or
you rest up.
Time.
You heal up.
We rest up for a period of time that we sleep. We've
8 hours or whatever it is.
Unless anyone's got an innate sense of time, we've got no idea whether it's day or night outside.
That is true.
Boyak is happy.
Boyak. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did he change his name by
Deadpool? Suddenly Deadpool's
outside. Can we hit him till he agrees to let us call him something else?
Who cares?
Boyak. Sorry.
Badger, point. Llama, llama. Anyway.
Llama, llama, carol, llama, 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 duck.
I don't think that's as good as Badger.
Oh, but it's really annoyingly catchy.
You don't want to read the scaling on this.
Hey, Steve.
So, on a room near to where you are now, it reads the scaling. To increase the challenge of this encounter, change the already existing trap to a blade barrier.
Is that not good? No. You know your DC skills, I mean your roguish skills.
Yeah.
You better be really on the ball in this section.
So, you're in this room. There is a dead end here. There is 3 corridors leading north.
Corridor number one then.
Just for reference, you've come in at the furthest east of all of the entrances to this level.
Okay.
Do you want to check this door at the other end here? Because we know there's a door here.
You're going to go on down and look at the dead end?
Yeah,
thief can also look, of course.
Yeah, let's have a look at the
dead end. A dwarf's search skill can look for a door if you're searching the end.
The dwarf is not happy with dead ends, as you know.
Come and see.
I'm finding a number I like. That one.
What did you actually roll?
6. 7.
What did you get to?
21.
For searching.
Garouf finds a secret door.
16.
Huzzah!
Hey!
Garouf has found a secret door.
Bloody hell, the half orc found a secret door and I didn't!
That means right. There's a secret door to the west and there are 3 corridors leading north.
Secret door.
You've always got to go through a secret door. Mind you, we've set precedent for that and haven't. But okay, let's go for the secret door. It's just so secret-y.
Might just look with this door
in it. Maybe yours.
Through to our fantastic mapping skills, we think it might do.
Yeah, because we brought a total station with us, of course.
It just so happened a whole group of surveyors fell into the dungeon, fully equipped.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you not seen my craft cartography skill?
You open the door?
On yes.
Yes, I'll put a link to the llama llamas for you, Madea.
It's not good. It's just a derivative.
Into a small corridor, which has an exit to the north.
Ah, north? Ooh, that doesn't match up with our maps.
No.
Let's check south. Okay. Just to see if there's a hidden door there.
Far enough across all this
thing. Probably. No way on earth or under it.
There's nothing.
Okay. North?
Let's check.
Well, listen at the door.
Listen at the door.
Well then.
That.
We've all got our ears to this door.
You don't hear anything.
Yeah. No, I don't. Get up for the ears.
I don't hear my chest breathing.
No.
I'm quite sure I said that right.
Your chest breathing.
Mm. Let me just put you over here just so I've got a bit more room as you're continuing that.
These dogs are peanuts and operational.
You just don't know where we're going to go next.
That's the problem. No,
keep the DM guessing.
You are you giggling at?
Enter a room.
Just a white boat.
Which has a door to the west.
Well, you can remember about the rooms in section A.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I'm going to say that now and then we're going to go back.
I'm going to leave them on just for now.
While you've got room, you know.
Yes.
That's well annoying.
Well, you've still got the entire
It's fine, you know where you are. You're here. Fall from here. This door is also closed.
You're listening to three men over me. I'm not impressed.
Sorry.
We're just louder.
I can be loud. And ruin the recording.
There's nothing on the ceiling of this room. Nothing.
Yeah,
maybe we spot
check the ceilings! Check the ceilings!
They probably don't have them here.
Maybe spot check.
We don't know.
Spot check.
I'm
going
to put one in now just to annoy me. Oh god, okay.
24
feet.
You don't see anything. The room is reasonably
free of the dark mantle menace.
A bit dusty, the floor's covered in a bit of rubble. I reckon that the big tremors may have reached here.
Would you like to check this door? Fine, there hasn't been any traps yet.
It's searched, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
28.
The door is not trapped.
Tell him I'm certain the door is not trapped.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's just because there's higher level traps in this area now. All there's only a trap, 25.
Nothing. Yeah.
We'll get lots of XP today. We might.
I love no money. This area. They're all 30 DC traps.
Well?
After you.
Never mind, we're on foot.
I know.
We have faith in the rogue's abilities.
You open the door.
That's why we think I go first, because she has faith in her own abilities, of course.
Yeah. And it's always amusing to see her get splattered.
Well, Wonder Boy, you can bring her back, virtually.
Wonder Boy. I like that. Wonder Boy.
He's looking a lot better than he did a short while ago yesterday.
You walk into a T-shaped corridor.
Ooh.
I have a description. The three doors in this T-shaped room are each flanked by alcoves, just large enough for a human to stand in comfortably. Several old empty weapon racks line the walls, and blood stains cover large areas of the floor. This door to the south is a huge stone door.
Huge.
You're in this T-shaped room.
Okay.
Does it like the same kind of huge as the
one?
Yes. Okay. Right. Bing.
Bloodstains on the floor.
Bloodstains on the floor.
Any particular area?
I'm confused. Can you please show me which door we went through to get into those rooms? Because I'm confused now.
You came through this door here and along that room. And then you came up here and into here.
Okay, so that little bit at the bottom there
matches that little bit at the end there.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm having to move because you're wheeling around and going in directions.
I can't understand it when you move the map.
That so is there, and then up, and then up into there.
Okay.
There you go, you're currently in this T-shirt room.
Thank God for laser pointers.
From laserpointer.co.
Map aid, laser pointer. Cheap enough to use
from you. The drivers were saying when they were being blanded.
No, but this is less than 1 milliwatt, so it's perfectly safe and legal.
It's checked. So it can start with people's eyes and impunity.
You can't blind a truck driver with one of them.
Yeah.
No matter how well the best.
So,
my keys are not in here. As
I think we found a match to the door from the other side.
Yes.
How quaint. Anyway, dungeon on.
Wasn't there a room you wanted to have a look at down there?
No, I can't remember. I really can't remember anymore.
Yes. Dave, can you draw me this T-junction? It's
10 feet
wide.
We've been talking too much.
10 feet long and 2 lanes wide.
It's a really bad place to get caught.
Two wide, 13 long.
Retreat.
Two wide.
Two squares wide, 13 long.
Okay, I'll
have to do that a bit. Draw 13 down one side. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 5 from the north to the intersection. It's 5 from the north, down to the intersection,
4, 5, stop,
and then a jump 2,
yep.
And then straight down the bottom again. And the intersection is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 squares across.
Just
to get off the map, that's it. Lovely. You put yourselves in there, please?
No. We don't want to do that at all.
There's a door there. And there's a door there.
We wish to go back into the little room and lock it.
And there's another door behind you. There's a door in the centre as well.
Oh, even the room we're in before we've done.
Put yourselves in, please.
I'm not there. I'm sorry, you're not putting the bloody magic user at the front.
We've just come through this one.
So yeah, you've come through there.
I've got to be a square, haven't I?
Yeah, that would help in the square-based combat system. So, what are you doing?
We're looking around, because suddenly we have this idea that something may
looking
be
going
on. Look around. Give me a spot check, please.
Spot check. I'm discussing probably that room down there.
21.
14.
The good people of the party,
spot. You're not seeing anything. There's nothing here. Nothing. There's old weapon racks and odd shelves here lining the walls.
With old weapons.
Most of them are empty, you think. Probably all of them are pretty empty, the weapon racks.
Hmm. I'll wander down here and have a look at this door.
Okay.
Look at the huge thing behind
There is not an avatar of Ben behind the door. The door looks pretty similar to the one you came through to get into this area.
Oh.
Your English is getting better by the minute.
It looks similar.
Looks like that door you came through. No. Sorry. That's not what you said. No. It's not what you said. There was something different.
It looks pretty similar to the door you came through to access this area.
Okay. It's a connecting door to the other
Congruence.
But I think there was a room you wanted to look in right here, wasn't there?
What, round where? What, here? Which here?
There was one with a secret door already.
Oh, I couldn't be bothered.
Oh, okay. You don't want to go and have a look at it. That's been nearly there.
Well, nearly, yeah, well, I mean, it's not like we're going 300 miles out of our
way. All right, let's do that. Yeah, let's go back in.
Enough chit-chat.
Oh, I told you to stop talking.
Something bursts through this wall.
Oh, bugger.
This wall.
Oh, crap.
And this wall.
Bugger. Crap, oh, dear.
Three things burst out of the wall.
I told you we shouldn't stand around chatting and playing for the fuck. What are these things?
There with me, I'll find you a picture.
You don't have to tell us if we don't know.
What? Well,
you showed us a picture. They burst through the walls.
They're pinching me.
I can't burst through walls. It's not good.
Okay. No, I was just saying.
They burst through walls.
Yes.
So do dimensionally things as well.
No, they generally phase through the wall.
All right, phase through the wall. Are these bursting or phasing through?
It looks like that.
Oh, that's not good.
It's just a black shape.
Turn it!
Just looks like a pile of gloom.
Turn it!
Gloom.
I know what the devil's like, and I'm not a bloody cleric. Turn it!
Sadly, they're attacking you.
Shades, shadows. Oh, crap, they need magic, don't they?
Where are we going?
Good. Luckily, I have magic weapons spell memorized since the last session.
Oh, I have a magical weapon.
Good.
I have two magical weapons.
What are you flying?
I have none! My friend? Oh, bugger!
You have spells!
You have magic.
Yeah, oh well, that's true.
You.
20 will hit him, no more.
15, yeah.
20 will hit him. Groot! Take 1 point of strength drain.
Oh dear!
Yeah, you don't take hit points from these guys.
This could be. Failing. 21 will hit you. Take 5 points of strength drain.
I have minus 5 strength.
What?
No.
You take
minus 2 strength.
Minus 3.
Oh god.
The 30 hit you.
No.
Flat footed.
Yes, go ahead.
Take 4 points of strength drain.
Jeez, goodness.
Now we'll have instant initiatives.
What things affect my strength?
Damage.
What strength affect my damage?
Yeah, right. Shoot your crossbow. they're going on 12.
17.
8.
And then
wizard.
Whoops.
Too many bits of paper lying around here.
Wow, I'm dead. I haven't seen these in a while. Time. Now it's for time for the cleric to turn into his own.
You should be good at this.
Yes, I should be good at this.
Are you good at this?
Don't know. You're about to find out. We've not seen the cleric do it before.
No, you haven't. What a shame.
We haven't encountered dead people. I haven't dead before.
No.
I'm going to squeal. What are they?
Has Bastion gone before the monster?
You feel weak.
Yes, he is.
That's unfortunate.
Right, it's failing.
What are they? Tell me while I'm readying a weapon.
Kill him.
Right, who's on?
Phelan.
The rogue goes first.
Tell me to use magical weapons or else I might not. Instinctively.
What am I doing in a minute?
Okay.
Can I get a go?
Oh, crap. If I use my crossbow.
What are incorporeal traits?
It's not magical.
You're standing right next to you. You're going to just stab it.
50% mischance.
Or take a 5-step stab.
I think so.
Shoot him.
So what will my damage be reduced to? At the minute it's my short sword, I'm on 1d4 plus 1.
You'll be doing 1d4 minus 2.
It's a 50-50 chance you might do some damage.
Well, that would have been about 1.
Yeah.
I turn around. Mm-hmm. Can I get something out of my pocket?
What?
A wand of acid arrow.
Yes.
Okay, I need to roll an 18 to cast it.
And if it doesn't, what happens?
My blow.
Oh boy. You rolled a 1!
What's your total?
For adding what?
Adding your used magical device.
9.
That's lucky.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Just doesn't work. Thankfully for you, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it
doesn't tell me what bleeding incorporeal does at the start.
Nothing. It does absolutely nothing. Let's just carry on.
I think it's the normal weapons out.
I think it gives the strength back, doesn't it?
Does it?
I've got the front where it should be.
No, they're in the index these days.
The glossary. Is that where it is?
Possibly. Do you have a magic weapon, Half-Orc?
Nope.
Incorporeal subtype.
It will soon.
No physical body. It can only be harmed by other incorporeal creatures, magic weapons, and other creatures that strike as magical weapons and spells. Spelling, blah, 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 blah. It's immune to all non-magical attack forms. Even when hit by spells or magical weapons, there is a 50% miss chance to ignore all damage from a corporeal source.
No,
except for positive energy, negative energy, force energies. There is not a magical attack. A couple creature has no natural armor bonus. It has a deflection bonus equal to its charisma. A creature can enter or pass through solid objects, but must remain adjacent to the object's exterior.
Groovy.
Incorporeal creature
attacks
through natural armor. Ooh, an incorporeal creature's attacks pass through, ignore natural armor and shields. Although deflection bonuses and force effects such as mage armor would normally get you normally.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
so your armor is useless, basically.
Oh crap.
Well, my armor's useless.
Yes. Mm. Anyway, onward.
Not very many.
Now that we know what's
going on. Okay, let's get down.
Who's first?
Failing.
Which
is done. You've done it. And failed. Yeah, it's failing. Yeah. Agreed.
I assume Failing moved when she did that, because otherwise it would have smacked her one.
Yes.
She moved upwards there.
Where is she?
She's there, would be there. She'd have moved there. I assume. It hasn't quite entered a square yet, because it was attacking from the square behind the wall.
Oh, clever little weapons.
Not really, but it hasn't fully entered a square, because it would have had to.
I should have done with my freaking laser eyes.
Why would it, when it can is incorporeal and can attack through the wall? There's no point
that's
in being
nasty.
It'll come through completely next round, but, you know, there's no sense in going, let me step out and then hit you. You may as well just hit them. Anyway, onward.
I roll a pointlessly high number with my
They can pass through corporeal objects but have to remain one square from the exterior. So, I don't see why it can't.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Half up. Has.
No action.
Boyect.
No use.
No action of use. Boyect. Boyect squeals. And casts magic missile.
I should have held my
action
until you...
Yeah, cast
it. Is this person actually come through the wall?
Yeah, he's in the wall.
Actually,
I'll put him in the
wall.
Yeah, put him there. You'll cast it at that one.
No, because I don't know that we need
to... Oh, he does a staggering 4 points of damage.
Fantastic. Better than
that. Oh. Yeah, that's fine according to this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's a force effect. Next.
Me.
What you doing?
Be gone, foul beings!
You're turning.
What's your range on turn?
Now, this will be interesting. It's fine then.
What do you need?
One.
Oh, nice!
That's a nice number.
What do we need, Steve?
17 plus?
17 plus about 6, I think.
We'll make 23.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's 3, that's my level plus 4.
8 hit dice.
8 dice creatures I can affect.
8 hit dice of creatures or 8 hit
eight
dice creatures?
Maximum.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That's 4. 10 hit dice of creatures I affect.
Wow, that's pretty good. They are all affected.
Wow!
There are only 3 hit dice creatures.
Oh. Run away! They're run away!
They flee from you, don't they?
Yeah.
So they flee from you.
Yeah, on their go.
On their go.
Yeah, powerful enough to destroy them.
No. I have to be double their hit dice.
Oh. Almost. You have to be double all their hit dice.
Sorry?
You have to be double all. If it was an individual one, you'd have destroyed it.
No.
No.
You have to be 6th level.
Because you say the 3 hit dice.
Yes. Oh, you have to be 6th. Yes, sorry. Go on.
Balazar
is going to cast...
No, sorry, monsters.
Nothing.
Monsters flee.
They disappear into the walls. Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
Right. By the power of your holy will, they have left us, Bastion.
They disappear.
Yeah.
They disappear into the walls.
I didn't like them very much.
Either that or they flee to the source of our power.
Yes.
Welcome to level E.
I don't like this place.
Then C.
Let's go back to A. A was fine.
We were just having a quick tour of this region and then went back to the night to say it's
secure. took a nice sound beating with regards to strength.
Yup.
I only lost one.
Yeah. I think we should hasten back and have a look at the door we were talking about very quickly and not hang around chatting.
Hold on, they're turned.
Forever.
They run forever.
Gets 10 rounds.
Yeah, I think it's about 10 rounds.
Can you open the door? You don't need to be strong, you just need to be clever.
Have a go.
21.
You've got 9 for open lock.
Oh, no, I haven't.
14
plus 14, 28.
That'll do. The lock starts to open.
I'll keep an eye out for each shadow.
Don't leave the magic users behind. I mean, wizards.
Are you passing back to my
warmth? Yes.
Safety.
You warmth and safety of A. Our friend, our home.
You big cowards. You've been here before.
Yes.
Ooh. You recognise it as a wiggle of corridor.
There's a chalk mark then, because I was meant to be saying I was chalk marking everyone. I've got, chalk deliberately. I just forgot to say.
Okay. To the secret door.
You find the secret door again.
Let's open the secret door.
Maybe roll.
26.
How do you disable the bicycle?
Ooh.
34.
You don't think you can open this door from this side.
It's because I'm weak.
You think it's impossible to open, or very, very difficult.
I'm really lost. I'm really sorry. I have no idea where we are.
You're here. Yeah. Paul found a secret door.
Okay, so where have we come? Have we come in it?
We've come through from that base.
Oh, okay.
Into the north.
We went in this way.
Yeah. Got our ass handed to us.
I went that way.
Okay, I understand. Sorry.
You don't think you can open this door from this side?
Can't open this door from this side. It is impossible.
All right, let's screw it.
You think the mechanism and all the hinges and everything are on the other side of the door?
The mechanism and the hinges and everything are all on the other door.
The side.
Okay.
Let's go back to Region E.
No! Those big, nasty, scary things that came and took away all my energy.
Yes. Mm.
Well,
they're currently massing.
Oh, God.
Swoon!
I suggest we find another way into that area.
Into where?
Into this area.
Well, why don't we just go the way we were going? We just have to... They only popped out of the wall once. We'll be fine. If we just keep a decent pace and don't slow down and chat, they won't be able to catch us, will they?
I think we need
Let's
to
just
rest
jog through the bloody dungeon.
They seem to be able to walk through walls.
Yes, well, we'll just go a bit faster than they do.
That's and it doesn't matter.
I think that we need to rest.
Not
soon.
At all.
I'm poorly.
We only rested like 20 minutes ago.
I know, but in an out of character sense, we have to go soon.
So,
I'm sorry, but we do.
Hello. Where are you going?
Well, why don't we go back to that little room in E? It's just that little door.
Come and get us.
They will.
They'll just wander through the walls.
Well, what do you want to do? I'm the bloody wizard.
Are you going back this through down all these corridors we've not been to yet?
Yeah.
This isn't getting us home any faster.
Well, I would rather go somewhere nice with those stupid sky dark people than go in there with the stupid dead people that take away all my energy.
Yes, and if they kill you, you will come back as them.
Wow!
Well, if
so we
kill
go back
you,
and find them?
Oh, God. Well, was it saying nothing?
So where are we going?
Finally.
We come back into this big room here and go back out here. And over this way.
You hit the map B now?
Possibly.
No! No! Rubbish!
Yes.
Well, you can plot your dead if you like. I'm not going in there.
I'm a bit scared.
You're the one who got all the goodies yesterday as well, God!
You didn't get resistance from undead killy death things.
Oh, well,
I feel extremely weak, thank you.
Did you lose your strength?
No.
No, I did. I lost. I now have a strength of -3.
Well, I'm sure it's only temporary.
It'll take 5 days to come back.
So we go to Van Peen for 5 days and then come back.
I say nothing. I don't care.
Where are you heading? So we know where you're going.
B.
You're heading to map B.
I think we need to stay on this map. Find somewhere to hide. Yeah. We all feel like we just had the crap kicked out of us.
Except me.
Except.
Well, we could go all the way back to this crossroads and then explore this area.
And then we decide
the
what to do.
The brave party ran away.
Then we decide what to do after a tactical retreat.
The brave party would be most upset should the brave party start coming back as shadows. The problem is.
We're technically the right level for that.
You are, but from a party perspective, you actually have very few items you require to be able to injure them in any fashion.
That's because there's nothing bloody well in it.
If Garut, for example, had
and you technically, because you're holding it.
The thing is, if Garut had a magical weapon, it would be missing 50% of the time anywhere.
Yeah. So,
what's the point of having one? If you give me 50% of the time,
this is 100% of the time.
I have a magic weapon spell. I can spell his weapon.
And that will still allow him to miss 50% of the time.
Yes, and if he had... that's a specious argument, because if he had one, he'd still miss 50%. If I make it magic, it's still 50%.
True.
And if he doesn't have one, it doesn't matter.
Well, it does, because he can't let you hand it.
Yes, but I have a spell to make it magic.
There might be a box in here that's got an orcish double axe of etherealness.
That would be ghost touch.
Yeah.
In the first part, yes.
With my magical weapon of magicalness, the 50% of the time I do hit, I injure a 1 or a 2. That's it.
And they're 3 hit dice creatures.
I am disgusted. Oh, you can't backstab them.
And I can... Fantastic. I'm going to go sit down here while they fight everybody. Come back and get me with all the...
Oh, are we looking forward to the undead? Yeah. You did well there.
It wouldn't have been so bad if...
Telling them stop the problem.
You can challenge me, it was pretty fitting.
If Bastion had been 6th level...
Technically you did.
Then he's come back.
Yes, they can.
So, brave adventurers, what shall we do?
This is the guy that used to run away from combat.
I'm a wizard, I'm entitled to.
Now you're like, go back and face the dark, dark evil.
Face the darkness.
Do you think if I offered to join
prepare
them?
Prepare for a very, very long journey.
We can go back to the crossroads. Or we can go in here. There's lots of doors in this room we've not checked yet.
Yes. We'll go back to the big Uber wide corridor.
Find some.
We like this region. We'll just settle down here.
Yes.
Have you got a restoration?
The end.
Less restoration. Not for me, obviously, but it didn't stop the halfling whining.
I can't think of it.
Oh, crap, not talked to you,
have I? So, where are we going?
Hello, Mr. Cleric.
What's the plan?
Come on, I'm waiting for the rest of the party to decide.
We are going to go back into this really big room.
Yeah, well, that's the enormous long corridor.
Yeah.
What room is that through the stinky troglodyte area?
A49, the huge long east-west room.
It's down through the...
Back to map A. Long corridor. I know where you are.
Well, that was a short trip to...
There we
are. Alright,
yes, where are you heading? Yeah, the troglodyte's slightly further over.
Yeah, into that really...
Actually, no, you may enter the bits of the troglodyte in for a minute. We'll be through it.
We haven't met any troglodytes there.
No, they're all dead. But you did smell them.
But they still stink.
They smell, but they're
incapacitatingly smelly.
Where are we over here?
Oh, you're only going down there. Okay, I know where you're going. Where are you going once you get there?
Right and right again. No, sorry, left and left again.
So you're coming down through this door in the centre and then back up through that central door and in this corridor here.
Yeah.
Wow. That leads you back to that crossroads again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, familiar territory.
But we've got several doors on the way.
What? Not a single door, except for one that leads into a tiny empty room.
Oh. But we don't know it's empty.
No, it's tiny and empty. You open the door, it's empty.
How tiny?
About 5 foot by 5 foot.
Oh, that's too tiny.
Yes. I can go in.
It's where they keep the mop and bucket.
Yeah, for the entire dungeon.
Yes.
With property of Torm written down it.
Yes, because Torm is the master.
He's the dungeon cleansing god.
You come up to here.
Okay.
There you are. You're back at this crossroads.
The wizard is sulking.
We know.
Well, you can go back and face him if you like.
Face the peril.
No, it's too perilous.
If you just go down that corridor, then turn left at the end and carry on up, you'll find yourself there quite quickly.
Nothing. Out of character, I don't really want to go back into here because it just seems like a waste of time, but as a character who has just had
first trained away,
I would be running.
Single hit. Yes.
I would be terrified and running and not running.
Just role playing. We're playing roles.
Yes, you are.
We should play them.
At the crossroads, you see an incredibly long corridor heading north.
Incredibly long, in fact. Just connect to that wall.
Hundreds of feet?
Quite incredibly long.
Not as long as the ones we've seen before.
It's long.
Alright, just we've seen it longer.
It goes on a long way. To the west, the corridor extends to a north-south T-junction, and you've been the other directions. No obvious doors. Where are you heading? North?
Phelan is finding the first room that she's been in that she knows doesn't have anything nasty in, and she's staying there. And sulking and tired and resting because she is very, very weak and feeble and has no strength. So there.
She's true.
Neither do I.
That's true, you don't either. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've been reduced to just +3.
What are you down at now, Steve?
-3.
Okay. And Phelan's on -2.
-3.
-3. Wow. Party's weakened.
Yeah. Right.
Balazar says nothing.
Why is Balazar sulking? Did Balazar want to go and hug a shadow, have all his strength drained out of him and come back as an undead being?
It could have been a way out, and we're back in the bloody same area we've been in for bloody weeks!
We died and become ethereal, we could have just walked out.
It's true. See? Just keep walking through the side until you get to some sunlight.
And then we'd have gone...
We want to come out at night.
Yeah, Balazar is not happy.
Isn't this the kind of death that Torm can't bring you back from? Being a shadow. Does he find it?
I think they get a save.
Does he find it quite difficult?
Yeah.
Yeah. Torm finds
it's
it difficult.
Not much of a god then, is he?
I think it's probably
everybody
a miracle. We're probably talking miracle time if to be do it properly. Or
well, is it god? Isn't god a miracle? The first
don't do it.
I think so.
But they could get a save to resist you raising them as a spirit. Yeah.
Finding a room, sitting, not moving.
There are plenty of rooms around here you consider safe, I would think. Maybe.
And then considering how to get this back, because I don't know.
5 days rest?
Nah, 2.5.
Oh, you're helping.
Yeah.
2.5 days rest?
I'll be happy with just a day.
I can transcribe some more spells. Yippee.
In a day. Stop sulking. Balazar's got his lip out, he's tripping over it.
Well, we can just wander up this corridor and see what...
Yeah, I think we should wander off up this corridor.
Have you ever seen a pouting dwarf before?
We have now.
The halfling and the dwarf are at the back having a pout.
I'm taking this section of the dungeon
not
off.
Not moving!
I'm removing area E. You've seen a bit of it,
you
but I've taken it off now.
You keep catching my eye with that. I keep thinking it's a moth.
So, you're going up the north corridor?
Yeah.
You head up the north corridor.
Trudge.
Bye.
Very bad.
You're dragging your feet.
I'm tired and I want to go home.
Yes, but once you find something, you can go home.
It's 11 o'clock, that means you've been recording for lots of hours and it'll be too long.
It's never too long.
Never too long. I've heard that before.
Yeah. Yes, you're a lady. You're meant to think it's good when it's long.
Oh.
What's up, Lester?
I forgot about Brand New Little Britain tonight.
Oh no!
I forgot.
Oh no! When is it?
It was 9 o'clock.
Oh well, you might be a bit beyond.
I lost that, I don't believe.
Yeah, don't worry, they repeated it 3 times during the week.
I still haven't managed to see
that. Hasn't it up to the top? You know, it's a corridor on your right hand side. Not a door. A door on your right hand side. Excuse me, what? Not a corridor. Let me go back from area D to area A.
There's a lesbian ghost, yet hardly any nudity at all.
But she is the coolest ghost in anything ever.
Nanny Bitty.
Ew.
Stop it.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
We were talking about lesbian ghosts.
Yeah.
Try and keep up.
Lesbian goth ghosts.
Ah, yeah.
Or is it goth lesbian?
Oh, you're talking about Hex.
Yeah.
Hex head.
How did you guess? Have you seen the last one yet?
No.
Because I need to borrow the video now.
This way.
To the west.
There is a corridor, there's a door to the south, and this room opens up into something.
This is a crazy place.
Much larger.
Yes.
Who built it?
Much larger.
I think we should settle down, clear up this part of the dungeon, get married, and have children.
Lots of half orc kicking.
And then
children.
We train them.
To go and kill the undead. Take a few years longer than we were planning, but get there in the end.
You notice down this corridor...
We win by just outnumbering.
But at this point here, there seems to be some kind of...
red and black electricity sparking out of something you can't quite see.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Who said it was safe and back down here?
R-E-S-T-I-N-G, not moving.
R-E-S-T-I-N-G.
Kind of like
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Dyslexics do spelling songs.
Dyslexics of the world unite. No, entirely. I'm sulking both in and out of character. So screw you, hippie.
Where are you going? There is a door there, and a large glowing blasty vortex of death there.
I can't remember.
Shall we avoid the blasty vortex of death?
Imagine this door here.
Let's hole up somewhere. Legs.
Which door? Is that the one on the right?
The big room on the right.
The big room? Not knowing what colour it is. How big it is. The door of this room is open.
It's got a picture on the door.
Has it?
Yeah.
What has?
The side of the room.
Yes, but it has.
This room has.
You can hear, as you approach the door, the sounds of combat and bestial shrieks.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Bestiality.
You interested?
.com.
No.
That's
a whole page.
I went there when I was like 11.
Oh. Are you interested?
See, when we were 11, we didn't have this internet thing.
Bestial shrieks.
That's actually when I was about 16. And it was really wrong.
What sort of bestial shrieks?
Bestial shrieks.
Is that a new brand?
Donkey Boy.
Bestial shrieks. A new hit single.
Kind of the same, there's kind of a growling, roaring noise.
Cast me!
And there's the kind of sound that the dark mantles make when you stab them.
Shall we wait? Oh, yeah, so wait a bit then.
Okay. Shall we wait until the fight is over and then kill the survivors?
Supremely logically.
Should we get the XP for that? Because technically we are defeating
the wilderness law. Or knowledge and nature.
Can we try surviving the test?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Or knowledge and nature. Knowledge and nature.
They're in a dungeon, therefore dungeoneering.
Knowledge and nature. Or, yeah, it's pretty good. You reckon it sounds pretty much like an owl there?
What?
Let them get on with it.
Yes.
Yeah, we just hang around the corner until the screaming dies down.
Okay, after a minute or two, the screaming dark mantles die down.
Because the owlbear's killed them all.
Because it's a tough
bug. You hear something large moving in the room.
No kidding.
It seems to be getting closer to the door.
They can't open doors, can they?
It's open.
What the hell?
The door is open.
No way would we be doing...
I said the words, the door is
open. We're not bloody waiting near an open door for it to finish. We're not that stupid. We know it's bloody open.
That's why you can hear it.
Ambush as it comes through the door. No problem.
All right, then.
Yeah. I'll chop it up.
Yeah?
You can have some bits of owlbear.
That's fine.
You're going to fight the owlbear in the corridor?
I'm going to fight them on beaches.
You fight the owlbear on the beaches.
Yeah, when it comes, as soon as it heads towards the door, it's getting some magic missiles.
Give me something that looks like that corner, Steve, will you?
That?
That'll do, just block off there. Good enough for me. Owlbear. Well, that'll do for an owlbear. It's in this room. Where it position yourself before it arrives. Look at me. After this combat, promise. This shouldn't take long, it's only an owlbear.
No,
I know, baby.
I'm saying that.
That's it, is it? What are you doing?
Kill it. We're waiting for it to come to the door and then we're going to kill it.
It comes to the door.
It gets magic missiles up its...
It looks enraged and very, very...
Doof, doof! Two magic missiles.
Smash. Are you all holding actions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fire away. Right. What's initiative, just in case?
In a minute.
14.
14.
Yep. What are we on? 19. 7. That's a lot of damage.
Is that damage?
No, that's to hit.
27 to hit will work. That's fine. Jesus.
And I don't get that much.
7 points of damage to it from 2 magic missiles.
Very good. 3. 1.5 times 3. 4.5.
27.
4.5? What's that?
Does it round down?
Is that
what
is it?
Because my strength modifier, because I'm doing a
strength
Great. 5.
What damage?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very good.
28 to hit it with my crossbow.
That'll hit?
Yes.
I
27 with my stick.
Very good, that'll also hit.
Do yes. I minus anything with my strength from my light crossbow?
No.
So I do one whole d4 and get a 2.
Unfortunately, I only do 3 with my 6.
Okay. Is that you finished attacking?
What's the rest of
it? It's got a roll as well.
16.
It's going on a 7.
Hey!
Boyk can't see. He's right at the back. He's feeling right at the back.
Yeah.
So Boyk's going to lose some magic missiles.
Well, I've already shot it, so I must be able to see it.
Yes, okay. So, who's first?
Failing.
Failing, go. You can't shoot it with your crossbow. Okay, it's a light crossbow, you can't shoot every round. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go. Ouch.
19.
That'll hit. It's not hard to hit.
17.
17,
not 19. 3 points of damage.
3.
I'll whittle it away.
Very good.
And courage.
Huzzah! Oh, no, 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 plus 16.
16 will hit it.
Huh? 6.
You.
And that one hit.
That hit it.
That'll miss. No, 12 not going to hit, is it?
No, 12 doesn't hit.
Balazar.
Balazar's gone crazy in the corner.
There's a scorching beam.
Not through those two other people in the way, there isn't.
Can't it?
No, because you'll burn them.
It's tall. It's very tall.
Yes.
So I can just hit its head.
No.
That's not fair.
And it gets covered from us.
Yes, it gets a chance.
Plus 4 to attack.
Yes.
Well, I might just say some harsh words at it, to be honest.
Magic wizard.
I've already done that.
Oh, okay.
Blah, blah,
thank you,
blah, blah, blah.
What are you doing?
I don't mind, say some harsh words at it.
You're not doing anything?
I can't do much.
Okay.
You haven't got sleep or anything?
Yeah, but it's not going to affect an armor.
Yeah.
You're going to have way too many hit there.
Might.
Well, unless I can heavy crossbow it, but that's the same as doing a scorching ray, so it's not
goes to attack Garut.
I don't know what Tasha's hideous laughter, but
it claws. It rolls an 18. It gets 27 for its first claw.
That'll just hit.
I like that. You get 13 for its second claw.
13 won't.
I'll give mage armor. 19 for a bite.
Nope.
19 won't hit.
No. Sorry, no, that hits me.
No. First claw does 8 points of damage.
Jesus.
Bite does 10 points of damage.
Wow. I was from mage armor because I couldn't do anything else.
Can you hear that? How?
Yes, you pressed mage armor. I got that. Oh, it can start to grapple. Why the hell would it want to do that?
Because it's friendly and it's like a big huggy bear. Yeah,
huggy bears on Liberty getting
out of here. I still want him to win.
He
was one of the only people one of the only two people I recognised.
He's one of the only people I didn't recognise. I've never seen whatever it is that he's from.
Starsky
and Hutch, isn't it?
Yes, the original
Starsky
and Hutch. It's Huggy Bear.
I recognised him in Janet Street
Porter. Porter. Janet Street Porter.
Insect bite she had on her lip that made her mouth like this big.
No, I haven't been watching it. I just saw the...
I haven't. I've just seen a picture of it in the paper.
Step back.
Yeah.
And...
Run away!
Cast Lesser Vigor on you.
What does that do?
Gives him a hit point around.
Very good. So, because he's going to need it.
Yes.
Very good. What next?
Boyk.
Go on, Boyk.
Boyk casts magic missile.
Yeah.
It's probably all he can do from where he is.
Exactly.
Boyk does some damage.
Excellent.
Yep. Who's next?
Failing.
What are you doing? Firing your crossbow.
19.
That'll hit.
3.
Yep.
We're doing it bit by bit. We're pissing it off. Bit by bit.
13.
13 misses.
Log.
Loads will hit.
23. 7.
Sorry?
No. 8.
It growls a bit in pain.
Balazar wishes to try and manoeuvre and get in range for a scorching ray.
That'll put him in combat, won't it?
Yeah.
That'll put you in combat.
That's all right.
Okay.
Combat wizard.
Better make me a concentration check.
No, I can't make it.
You what?
I have to make it.
Yeah.
Because he's a brave wizard. Willing to do brave things.
Let's see how well he is doing.
What do we need to roll then?
You need to roll concentration.
Concentration.
Should be alright, Harry.
15.
Is that the roll?
What?
Is that the roll, or is it with the average of concentration?
That's with my concentration on top.
You had 4 for your combat caster.
Is it built? No.
Okay.
What is your concentration skill?
Concentration in total. Well, the subcolumn is.
Do you have anything in miscellaneous?
It comes up. It's 6 plus 3 plus 4.
It's all built in.
Is it?
6 plus 3 plus 4. The 6 is his rank, the 3 is his.
Constitution modifier.
And his 4 is his combat caster.
That would be plus 13 then, would it?
Yeah.
In which case I would make 18.
Oh, you're right then.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
That's
right.
Right, okay.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Cast it.
Hot fiery ray coming from my hand straight
into the feet.
Right, okay. Oh. I'm saying nothing. Natural 20!
Very good.
Free to roll again.
Shouldn't say nothing. Hit. 4.
And
that's. Never mind. Still only do the 4.
8, isn't it?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
4d6.
Is 8 is.
No.
It's touch 80?
No.
4d6, yeah.
It's not that crap.
It's not much though.
It was worth a try.
It's 10 for touch 80.
6, 8, 12, 18 points of damage to the owlbear.
Pretty respectable.
I'm getting the hell out of there!
Very good. It looks a bit burnt.
Nothing like burning feathers. Phooey!
Yeah, burning feathers and fur.
What's next? Monster.
Monster.
Ooh, two monster. Choices.
Split your attacks. Not split your attacks. Attack the guy who just tried to eat you. That would be the one who tried to cook a lump of your fur off. It goes to attack the wizard.
Be glad I'm stood behind.
21 will hit. Ooh, will 15 hit you?
No.
Oh. He's got magic armor pudding. Mm-hmm. And a 7 wound, only one hit. It's a bit shoddy from the owlbear. Be better, Mr. Owlbear. Take 9 points of damage.
What? To you, Mr. Owlbear.
This is my good on your next round.
Ha! We said I was good.
You are, I know.
I'm saying nothing.
There's only one non-good person here.
Who's next?
Yeah,
two, please. Actually.
Oh yes, boy. Yes. Who is cackling at you at the back?
Yes, it's me.
Yep.
I try and give it a vision of heaven.
You mean desert?
Yeah. Needs to make a will.
Bastion of Thorns, heaven.
Does it have a will?
Probably.
There's a will.
14.
Won't cut it.
Ooh, it goes. Ooh.
Yay! It's days of rain.
It says.
What's that one?
Next
chair.
It's buoyant.
Boyked.
Boyk it.
Boyk doesn't have many options to be quiet.
Burning Spear. Cook its ass.
Yeah, you can do. Boyk steps behind Bastion.
Stink.
He's hiding, poor lad. Look at his spells. I don't want to cast Flowing Sphere again, he's getting bored with it.
It's not a question of being bored.
It's Boyk. No, evil's boring. I might have learned it this morning.
One of his most useful spells in his entire book. And he goes, oh, I can't be bothered anymore. It's all right when you're 25th level and you say that. Oh, well, I'll just swatch out chain lightning for chain fireball or something, you know. But not when you're at low level. You take what you can get. Ooh. Meantime, I'll just wait there looking at the wrist.
Boy, we've cast a colour spray.
Hooray! A whole ray of coruscating
down the corridor.
Boyk will be getting a stick of his ass and gas got spread out the corridor.
Boyk casts colour spray down the corridor.
Is that a will save then?
That's a will save.
That'll be 19.
No, all except you.
All except me? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because you're behind him.
Oh, cool.
Will save 23.
Fine.
20.
Fine.
19.
Fine. 16. Ooh, beastie.
He's probably fine.
Yeah, he's fine. Boyk sighs.
We go, you bloody little
dog!
Yeah.
Tactics!
Yeah, to kill the whole party. You could possibly your own. Kill somebody.
Well, yeah, not his own.
What's next?
Failing.
Failing.
Does he think he would survive if we all die?
I will whittle what? Some more.
Does he think he would survive?
I know it's that evil was clever.
No, he was trying to get to, thing. Thought it would help.
19.
That'll hit.
3. It's getting very repetitive now.
Dink. Next.
Groot.
Missed.
Oh, my 15.
Hits it just.
Oh, that's all you need. Nice.
That's 9.
9, eh?
That strength hit really took.
Very good.
Balazar.
Balazar. He's got a flea attack and he's going to... Beep, 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 beep. He's go. Oh my god, no, because I put that on, didn't I? And I did that, and I did that, and I did this. And so I'm just going to have to hit it with a big bloody mace.
You run out of spells.
Well, because... Well, he hasn't got that many.
Fair enough.
Well, I could daze, I guess, or something. That's about it.
He's already dazed.
He's already dazed, so a big deal. So let's hit it with the mace. 16.
Hits.
Okay. Da-da-da-da. And woof! For 6 points of damage to the owlbear.
Very good.
From the wizard.
Bonk.
And the monster misses his
goo. Oh, it is dazed. That was dazed noise.
Then it's me. Oh, I give it another one.
Just for jumping
it. Yeah. Go on. Dazed it again.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Dazed again.
Woo. Be like, do you enjoy the seventh heaven?
Gather again. Return trip for me.
Boyect.
No more bloody cards, please.
Boyect's bald. Boyect casts. He casts Flaming Sphere. Boyect sighs and casts Flaming Sphere. Should try and cast Sleep, that would be chuckly.
No!
Boyect casts Flaming Sphere on the beastie.
Oh, so
it rolls its reflex.
Oh, Christ. It might have done it.
It gets... 18. Flaming Sphere appears, but it dodges out of the way.
Even though it stays. That's clever.
Sorry.
Wow.
Fang.
Three.
Oh, big damage.
Ponk.
Whittling it down.
You didn't even do anything.
No.
Why?
Because it's got damage reduction resistance.
But I've done 3 before and it's done stuff. Hasn't it?
No.
Is it not? Oh, you could have told me. I stopped wasting my pitting energy.
Would you be using your slang, maybe? No.
Just irritating it.
Yes.
Yay, good route.
Oh, flipping heck.
5.
Ponk.
Ponk on 5?
Ponk on 5.
Yeah.
Make on. This magic.
Alright. Magic is weapon.
Concentration check.
Oh, God.
Oh, a lot. 16, 26 or something.
Okay.
Ow. Your weapon is magical.
And I get out of the way. I step. I move.
That way or that way?
Back down the corridor. That's right. Away. Your weapon glows, an eerie magical glow.
Misses his go? Yay. I step in and try and smack him.
Again.
Yes.
Nice.
Do lots of damage.
For 3.
Oh, ponk.
Ponk.
It goes through.
It's fine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Magical.
Who's
next?
Boyect.
Boyect tries his damage. It rolls its reflex. 9. It fails its reflex. 11, rather. It still fails its reflex. It takes... less hits than we expect.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to spell resistance. Please excuse me. It's fine. We should have been doing that. However, it does have resistance to fire.
Oh! Damn. We're mostly firing. Yes, you have resistance to fire and
Torm! Next. Yes, maybe it worships Torm. Albert of Torm.
I sling it.
You hit.
For 29.
That's a lot of damage.
Yes. Unfortunately, I do D3 and then.
You'll do one.
I'll do one.
Pong.
It's magical.
Oh!
Ah. Hey, I hope you've been remembering that.
No.
She's only just started using the slang.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Quang!
Ooh! Hey, go, Groot.
Magical weapon!
And you got plus 1 to hit with as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I roll a 16.
So I don't know what this one is.
Is that a ward? A rustlid.
A
Magic.
Solid damage. Looking shoddy.
Hits.
Looking shoddy.
For another 8 magic.
It's looking very shoddy.
Right, bars on.
It's almost tempting, isn't it? But I haven't got any magic left. So, I am...
Because he's got days, isn't he?
I've got days.
For these kind of situations, you need Ray of Frost. Just go,
food! I can only learn so many spells, old guy. Okay. Days.
Very good. No.
Just
looking at the seventh heavens, then it comes out with a robot.
Quick trip back there, courtesy of form and magic.
Loses his go again.
Go on.
Oh, he tried to
smack
it.
Go on. Go on. Hit it.
19.
That'll hit. One punch of damage will put it down.
Well, I get 1 point of damage.
It goes.
The last pink!
It teeters. It's not dead. It's on zero.
It's on zero.
No, it's point.
Oyek's thing goes for its burn. It doesn't dodge it. It does 11 points of damage.
It's super crispy!
It dies.
Yay!
Crunch, it dies.
The Owlbird is defeated!
There's 10 more Owlbears in this room.
It's an Owlbear nest!
Because the door is only so wide, it can only come through one at a time.
46 Owlbears are in this room.
No!
What's that? World's largest dungeon party inventory. Personal inventory.
Wow, that's very nice, dude. Full of dungeon.
What's in the room? We'll have a look over the steaming pile of corpse.
A huge feathered monstrosity with a raptor's head lies dead and baking in the doorway of this room. Fresh blood sticks to its reddish coat, and one of the flying octopus creatures is still hanging from its claw, apparently.
Ooh.
At least half a dozen more of the flying octopuses.
It doesn't say octopi, does it?
It does.
It's wrong.
Are dead on the floor, whilst another, obviously heavily wounded, flies about the room in panic. It dies of shock as you enter.
Right. It sees Garuda falls over.
Hooray!
I think we should raid the body for stuff and hole up here for
the evening. Search this room and then hole up.
Sounds like a plan to me. I need some more owlbear feathers. I'll take it from the unsinged parts.
Okay. Well done.
Hooray!
We'll call it a wrap there, since something else is about to happen.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
Okay, well, we'll find out
soon. I'm not going to get to rest in this room, then.
Nope.
Oh, no!
Afraid not.
What about experience? We've got to cut the total add up, can't we?
Well, it's under experience. All right, okay. Because it's the end of the session. Right. What level are you? So you do me XP count again.
4.
Good. Yeah. That's a thingamidoodah. Yes, I have several thingamidoodahs.
Thingamidoodah.
I believe you've almost been to Area B. Been to Area E and are now back in Area A, heading towards the plot.
Wasn't my choice!
It's so
what do you mean heading towards?
You know what I mean. The centre of the, the centre of the world.
Okay.
We've got so much chance there.
Level 2. Challenge rating 2.
600.
5 of 600 is 3,000. Again, 6 is 3,600. Level 1, the challenge rating 1.
300.
300, level 4.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Is that last week?
No. 1200. 1 challenge rating 5.
1600.
So that's 6, and 6 is 2, carry the 1.
1,460. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sorry, 1,460.
That's with voyage as well.
Yeah.
3,
4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I have successfully used
9,400 experience.
We have
leveled.
How'd you do? You leveled! Mm-hmm. Congratulations! Yeah. Shame I'm going to let you level for the first night of combat. But,
How are we on?
I should let you level, really.
We've finished combat, we've done.
Yeah, it's true, but there's no way you can sit and research spells.
What's the...
Oh, it's 9,400 by 5. God, my maths has gone all...
Almost 10,000 by 5, but not quite.
So it's...
2,000.
Right, what's
it about?
9,875.
What was it? 9,400. 9,400 by 5. 1,875?
1,880.
1,880. Fair enough.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Divide that by 2 for Boyuk.
10,420.
Gives him 940. Adding to Boyuk's total, 940. Gives him a grand total of...
10,000 what, sorry? 10,420.
Uh-huh. Hey, Boyuk, 2,460 up level 4. When's your level up?
Never.
Another room? Doing alright then? Good old Boyuk.
Does anybody like the picture?
Very good.
Nice.
Okay. So we are 5th level technically.
I'll let up. I'm in 2 minds about letting you level before this happens because you've actually triggered an event. I may let you level, but I'm not going to let you have any benefit for any spells and stuff you're going to have, so you're not going to be able to have. Well, you're not going to have any because you're going to be at rest again. So yeah, I'll let you level so you can have your benefits and your bonuses.
But those spells.
Well, you'll get your spell, but you won't have any chance to learn it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because it's going to jump on your ass.
5th level wizard! I wonder what he could possibly learn!
Actually, coming this way in is probably one of the worst ways you could have entered this world's chapel.
Thank you, rest up party, once again!
There's a couple of doors at the bottom.
Oh dear.
Beat, nope.
That was our save,
I'm not going to get to them unless there's secret doors.
I know. I think there is a way to it, so. You get to it. By...
Yeah, you're right, this is the only way.
This is pretty bad. Very nasty. No wonder the encounter level's so high.
is
all I can say. And and of course, by putting an owlbear there, it kind of weakens you a bit.
Yeah.
Especially considering as the doors are open, strength is down. You'll be fine, you'll be able to take on this thing, no problem. Thing?
There's a thing.
Oh, there's a thing. A shape-changing thing.
You know, a thing that takes over people's bodies.
What? Oh, that kind of thing. The thing.
Yeah.
I just heard a
dice. Yeah, that's my
D4. Right. Ready there for you to stand on. Right, that was quite a long session. My apologies to those who are tired.
That was a long session.
It was a long session. Apologies, but there you go.
You didn't go hopping between the levels, did you?
Oh, we could have
stopped, but no. You've made it out of level A.
No, I know we're back in level A.
We like level A, it's lovely.
Yeah. It's comfortable. It smells of dead troglodyte and dark mantle. You know what to expect, possibly.
We know we're desperately running out of things to kill and eat.
Yeah, you don't have to. Well, you know that you can't eat shadows from level A at the moment.
Yeah,
oh, it's fine.
Well, turn them away, we're doing fine.
Can you create food now once you get the 5th level?
Yep.
Hooray! Okay. No more cat meat.
No more starving. Stevenson and Steve were going to spell the level.
But I won't need to eat.
You won't, but they will. Would you let your fellow adventurers starve? How long?
Right, we'll stop it there. Bye.